Hi there, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today, we'll be hearing from Madeline Maupin. She's from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Everywhere I go, people are talking about politics and economics, how it affects them, their opinions, etc. And you could argue that there's extremism in a democratic system like the United States government if people go too far to one direction or the other. And then we espouse comments that can be quite hateful toward another party or another ideology or another viewpoint. And as I thought about the qualities or characteristics of extremism, like violence and hatred and exclusion and arrogance, I thought, really, it is the Sermon on the Mount, specifically the Beatitudes, that are the exact counter to those characteristics. We have four Gospels that are essentially the biographies of this one extraordinary life of Christ Jesus. Matthew batches all of these teachings of Jesus, these Beatitudes. The first one is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The last one, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The kingdom of heaven is this sovereignty of this infinite love that is governing not just our lives, but the lives of every single person, including those perceived as enemies. We all live at the same address, and it's called the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. What the Beatitudes do is tell us what it's like to live there. You're comforted, you inherit everything you need, you're always satisfied, you're always the object of mercy or love, you experience God because you're pure in heart, you're called God's children because you make peace. If you look at the characteristics of extremism, these are the counterpoints: the peacefulness, the humility, the meekness, the mercy, the purity. After Jesus teaches his disciples and us by extension, boom, the next two chapters are all the healings, almost in the entire gospel. And it's as if Matthew is saying to us, if you follow his teachings, the result of this is healing. And big healing, not just for individuals, but for whole groups. So for me, that is how I've been praying about extremism.
Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you'll join Madeline and me on this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. You can find the link right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.